Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, it's always so great to find out about these groups that are doing great things for veterans, and especially taking them outdoors. Let's get them outdoors. Let's have some fun. We got Wes Higgins on the line with us from Veteran Outdoors, and he's a co-founder. Wes, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. How are you?
I'm not catching you right in the middle of a fishing expedition, am I?
I wish, but no.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Hey, tell us a little bit about your military background, Wes.
Yeah, sure. I joined the military. I joined the Army straight out of high school in 1999, and as a combat engineer, and deployed to Germany right after basic training, and then spent some time in the Balkans, primarily in Kosovo and Macedonia. Kosovo and Macedonia. That's correct. And
Macedonia. And then, who goes to Macedonia?
That's a good question. Not anybody else other than us, I think.
Yeah,
right. It was interesting times, but it was enjoyable. I enjoyed the Balkans. After that, ended up watching 9/11 on the TV screen at battalion headquarters in Germany. Did not end up going to Afghanistan, even though we were probably some of the closer guys to go. Ended up PCSing back to Fort Riley, Kansas, and then went to Iraq in 2003. Got out shortly after that. Got out in 2006, and that's kind of when Veteran Outdoors started taking shape. You know, I had some buddies that had got injured overseas, and we used to sit on top of our hooch out there in northern Baghdad talking about hunting and fishing when we got home. And now these guys were stuck at Brooks Medical Facility there in San Antonio, and we got to talking about going and hunting, and that's kind of how it started.
Talking to Wes Higgins here on the National Defense, co-founder of Veteran Outdoors. What rank did you have when you came out?
You know, I'm a little embarrassed. I only made it to corporal. I should have and had the opportunity to go a lot higher. But with deployments and just wanting to get out and come home and go hunting, I didn't make it a priority to go to PLDC and try to chase rank.
Don't you ever be embarrassed about being a Corporal Wes Higgins. Oh my gosh. Hey, thank you for your service, first of all. Now, when you see your buddies over there and they're in a hospital and they're banged up and a lot of them, you know, probably amputees, my first thought would not be, let's get these guys outdoors in the wild. What was it about you that had that idea?
You know, I knew these guys prior to them getting injured and the hard chargers that they were, and the amount of time that they spent in the field. And once they got cooped up in that hospital, it was like a caged rat and it just ate on them every day. And my background growing up out here in West Texas, Eastern New Mexico, you know, for me getting out in the wild, going hunting and fishing, was my, I don't know how to phrase it. I guess it was my therapy.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
So I thought, well, maybe if it's good for me, maybe it would be good for one or two of these guys, and, invited them. A few of them were hesitant. A few of them jumped right in there and said, absolutely, let's do it. And, we actually came out here to my house in West Texas and tried to go hunt some hogs. And we're unsuccessful. Didn't shoot anything.
Is that right? And these guys are looking at you like, wow, what a great experience this is.
You know, that's what I was expecting. But at the end of the trip, yeah, each and every one of them was like, you know what? This is what I needed. This has been a blast. The trip started on Friday. Sunday, we did a little church service for them in the barn. And they thoroughly enjoyed that, and ate breakfast and loaded everybody up and started heading back to San Antonio. And the whole way home to San Antonio, these guys just talked about how much fun they had being out in the woods again.
That's great.
Even though it was an unsuccessful trip.
Right. Well, is there ever an unsuccessful outdoor trip? You know, you're right, though, Wes. It's just that experience, that camaraderie, the bonding that military folks have with other folks, and to give them that opportunity, it had to be pretty special. And since that very first trip of Veteran Outdoors, I think the number is 6,500 veterans that you've taken on trips. Is that true?
Yeah, Randy, that's correct. The organization started on that day and grew into a nationwide deal. We were actually televised on the Sportsman's Channel and Fox Sports from 08, 09, and 2010.
Cool.
Yes, sir. You can still hop on YouTube and find some of our videos. We got the program into being a 501c3 nonprofit. Had some great sponsors from out here in West Texas and throughout the state of Texas, which just really helped build the program. We currently have outreach coordinators all throughout North America and continue to take wounded vets and their kids on outdoor activities.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that. We're talking to Wes Higgins. That's Corporal Wes Higgins, co-founder of Veteran Outdoors here on the National Defense. And I'm looking at your Facebook page. Got a great Facebook page.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can hop on our Facebook page and see what we've done in the past. And if you're looking at our Facebook page, you'll notice that we kind of quit posting about a year ago, and we had actually slowed way down. You know, we're not in a lot of conflict right now throughout the world. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of veterans coming home from foreign wars at this time, and things had just kind of slowed down. We had a good friend of ours that really struggled with his time overseas. We had taken this gentleman on multiple trips, and the mental battle just got to be too much for him. And he checked out on his own and left a couple kids. Mm. And me and my brother-in-law, Cody Hurt, who is the other co-founder with me, we were at the funeral, and his wife came to us and said, you know, we greatly appreciate what you've done for him and all of the vets that you guys have helped. And it's good to know that my kids will get to grow up going hunting with some guys that hunted with their dad. Hmm. And that really sparked something in us to say, you know, let's shift our focus a little bit. And let's start looking at some of these kids that possibly may have had a parent that didn't make it home,
right,
and haven't had that opportunity to go out and go hunting with, or fishing or just camping or whatever it may be in the outdoors with a loved one like that. Or someone that we know that has since passed away, that we might be able to take their kids out and share some memories of their father or their mother with them from back when we served with them.
You know, Wes, we talk to people every single week on this program who have had similar experiences with their combat buddies, and that has to be, I can't even imagine what a blow it would be personally. But then to have an organization like yours, that had to just hit you right in the gut.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a bad thing, and it's a reoccurring thing. You know, this isn't the first, and,
right,
and you know, I pray that it's the last,
right,
but I'm afraid it won't be. And you know, programs like Veteran Outdoors and many other great veteran programs out there are designed to help build the camaraderie, to help build the support system there, mm-hmm, to try to keep some of this stuff from happening.
Right, right.
It's just it's a bad thing, and it's an epidemic in our country right now.
Yep.
That I think we need to spend more time investigating and trying to help our veterans.
Hey, let's talk about these kids a little bit, because my wife and I were driving around spring break, and we actually saw a group of kids outside playing ball. It was so refreshing. It was like, hey, there's kids outside in the wild. What's going on?
You know, that's a rare occurrence.
It is a rare occurrence. So, I mean, I applaud everything that you're doing with kids, getting them outdoors. And because, you know, that's the other thing, Wes, that you're not only taking them on an experience, but you're giving them something that they can do for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. Yes. And we're doing it in a unique way as well. We have a neat recipe for this, and what we're doing is we are reaching out to the families that we know that have lost a loved one, and then we're asking them to help us find one of that person's combat buddies.
Hmm.
then we're reaching out to that combat buddy that served overseas with this individual that is no longer with us, and asking them to sponsor taking those kids out on that trip. So we're going to pay for it 100%. We're going to book the trip. We're going to make sure they have all the equipment they need. But that battle buddy that served with the deceased parent will be there, able to share stories with those kids about the service they had and the camaraderie they had with those kids' parent.
Wow.
So it's a neat recipe.
How special is that? That is so cool. We're talking to Wes Higgins here in the National Defense, co-founder of Veteran Outdoors. So let's talk about some of these adventures. What are some of the bigger things that you guys have pulled off?
The initial trip that kicked off Veteran Outdoors, we already talked about, was very small here at home, but that culminated into me showing photos of that trip to a bunch of guys that I worked with in the oil fields in West Texas. And some of these guys were worth quite a bit of money, and one of them happened to own a massive ranch up in Wyoming. And he invited 8 veterans to fly on his private aircraft to Wyoming and kill or harvest some unbelievable bull elk. Yes, sir. It was an unbelievable trip. He ended up mounting those animals, butchering those animals, and shipping all that stuff to each veteran's home throughout the U.S. So that kind of set the mark. Yes, it was definitely a high mark, and at times we've struggled to meet that, but we've done some unbelievable trips. We've hunted mountain goats in British Columbia at 14,000 feet, bear in Alaska, and fished the Cortez Sea in Mexico. So everything in between. It's been an awesome run.
Do you film these trips?
We did film them for a number of years, but to be honest with you, filming a hunting trip is not very glamorous, and it kind of at times can ruin a trip because you're so concentrated on trying to get the right shot, and we decided that takes away from the experience for the veteran. Now, of course, if they want to film the trip, we'll do what we can just for their personal memory.
Sure.
But we don't.
I'm just thinking it'd be a great TV show.
It was. You know, like I said, we were on Fox Sports and the Sportsman's Channel for 3 years. We had a ton of followers. It was a great show. But it's very labor intensive, and it's very expensive to put these shows on national television.
Right.
We felt that the money that people were donating to us was better spent going directly to the veterans versus trying to put it on TV.
What is the best way that people can donate to Veteran Outdoors?
Currently hopping on our Facebook page at Veteran Outdoors on Facebook, there's a donate button there. You can hop on there and donate. We just got done doing an awesome raffle where we raffled off some firearms and a hunting vehicle and raised a little over $40,000. So it's a fun thing, but we got to have support to accomplish it. So yes, please hop on and donate.
And do you guys, Wes, do you work with different outfitters and different groups like that?
Yeah, we definitely do. We have outfitters throughout the U.S. that we work with. We have a lot of private individuals that own their personal ranches that open their doors to us to allow us to take guys out there. In fact, just last month, I took one retired Green Beret and another that is still active on a trip out here in West Texas where we killed an Audad Ram and a couple of exotic Axis deer. And that was a great trip. And that was just a personal individual that invited us out on his property, kind of a one-on-one type deal.
And so can people that have these ranches, can they volunteer on your Facebook page as well?
Absolutely. They can reach out to us. They can direct message us on Facebook and let us know the opportunities that they have. We have ranches from Vermont to Tennessee to Florida that are individuals that have just said, hey, we want to sponsor a trip or two a year, and then we run the logistics on that and make it happen.
Man, that is so cool. That you know, Wes, it's got to be so rewarding for you, too, to see these folks just kind of come out of their shell and start living again.
Absolutely. Yeah, the alumni that we have through Veteran Outdoors, it's absolutely amazing. the people that we've got to meet and get involved with, and the friendships that have culminated from that, the lifelong relationships that we'll have with mm-hmm. with them and their families, it's amazing.
Man, those bull elk. I went to Estes Park, Colorado last year for the first time, and it was elk season. I could not believe how gigantic those things were.
Yes, sir. They're big. you know, when we got to hunt them, it was during the rut. And so they were bugling and going crazy.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was a lot of fun.
Right. Well, the closest I got was on a golf course. And,
yes, sir.
And there was one laying right in the fairway, and I happened to hit a ball finally into the fairway, and I didn't need that ball.
Yeah, they're a little intimidating when you get up there very close, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Well, Corporal, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for everything that you're doing for veterans, man. It's just such a great effort, and what a unique approach to, to getting these folks out again and kind of turning their lives around. I would encourage everybody to go to the Facebook page, Veteran Outdoors. And Wes, you're welcome on this program anytime, man.
Well, Randy, I appreciate you. And one other thing I wanted to mention on there, not only can you donate to Veteran Outdoors on the website, but you can also submit a veteran for a trip. So if you have a loved one that was injured overseas, wounded, or you know of some veteran kids that want to go on a trip like this, don't hesitate to hop on there and direct message us, fill out an application, and we'll do what we can to get as many folks out in the field as we can.
That is great. Thank you, Wes. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.